So back to the letter that was sent to Mayor Brandon Johnson. Here it is, directed to the Honorable Mayor of Chicago, 121 North South Street, from the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. It says, Dear Mayor Johnson, the Department of Justice is opening an investigation to determine whether the city is engaging in a pattern or practice of discrimination based on race. Our investigation is based on information suggesting you may have made hiring decisions solely on the basis of race. In your remarks made yesterday at the Apostolic Church of God in Woodlawn, you highlighted the number of black officials in your administration. They then list all of the people that he announced. They said, it's important to note that we have not reached any conclusion. Well, that's real square of them. Upon receipt of this correspondence, please call us at 202-514-3847. Have a nice day. Signed, the Department of Justice. I'm not making that up. Okay, so let's talk to Rich Lenkoff for a minute. He's a Capitol member at Downey and Lenkoff and a regular on WGN Radio. Rich, what do you make of this story?
Wished him a nice day, right?
I threw in have a nice day, but otherwise that was verbatim.
Well, I think you have to look at this before we get into the nuts and bolts, of course, in context, right? I mean, the DOJ has already filed a lawsuit against both the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois in February of this year for their status as a welcoming city, sanctuary city. We all know also that the DOJ under Trump has threatened companies and schools and law firms who are employing DEI practices. So in the context of that, we see this letter threatening to not only, I mean, they've already initiated an investigation into the city for allegedly violating Title VII, resulting from these comments that our mayor made a couple of days ago, saying that a large number of his staff, including many of the deputy mayors that he's appointed, are African-American, and many of them are women. So he was trying to acknowledge his DEI practices, and that got the attention of the DOJ. Now, it's important, if you want me to continue going, one important thing here to remember that's not mentioned in that letter, and of course, frequently, you know, the DOJ under this administration is in conflict with the law, unfortunately. Title VII does not apply. It generally applies to private employers with 15 or more employees, and it does apply to government. So this is government. That's okay. What it doesn't apply to, though, John, is political appointees, personal staff of elected official, and those in policymaking roles. And it seems as though all of the people that he was talking about that got the attention of the DOJ fall into those exact categories.
I didn't know that. That's an interesting point. I also wonder, the administration is all about merit-based hiring. How would you prove that these people are not meritous, that regardless of the color of their skin, I mean, this is the Trump administration. They say, we're not going to hire you based on any DEI standards. We're just going to put the best people in the job. How do we know that these people aren't sufficiently qualified? I wonder how you would make that case, Rich.
Well, the DOJ would presumably launch an investigation. Like, again, they have already, but launch an in-depth investigation into whether this follows a pattern or practice of hires based on race alone. And to your point, that's difficult to prove. It's difficult to prove that these individuals are not otherwise qualified. Presumably, they've got long resumes. It is okay to appoint friends of a mayor or those that he trusts in those positions, and partially because of that. Now, if their investigation revealed that somehow these were only based on race, if there's some list somewhere that separates individuals by race, then that would be, you know, that would be evidence. But, you know, I don't think that would be that would be out there.
Right.
Or if there's testimony, if there's evidence of others that, you know, other qualified white applicants were not considered because of their race, that would be evidence. But to your point, does that exist? I'd be highly skeptical that there's such evidence.
Well, has a white person or a Hispanic person or an Asian person come forward to say, I should have been the chief of operations officer and I didn't get the job? I mean, that person would have, I don't know if standing is the right word, but it seems to me like they would have a complaint. I don't know that somebody's personally come forward. Do you?
No, I haven't heard of anyone like that. You would assume that we would have heard by now, given how fast these cases develop. But sure, if that person existed and they came forth, that would be some evidence. Would that be the end of the case? Of course not. Presumably, Johnson has a list of qualifications he's looking for. Again, I don't know the resumes of all these people, but presumably they have, pretty strong resumes.
Maybe their resume is just fine. I don't know anything about the qualifications of these people. And I will grant you this. I'm willing to also believe that the fact that these people are black was advantageous to them, if for no other reason, by dint of them knowing the people in the administration. He's a black mayor. When you think about the city, county, and state officials who are persons of color, black particularly, in Chicago, it's a lot. And if they all go to the same church, if they're all in the same organizations, there's an infrastructure that is built there that is built somewhat around race. These are the people they know. And these are the people that recommend these people. I can see how race, in that sense, is somewhat advantageous to these people. But I don't know what their qualifications are. And I don't know how you would prove that they are not qualified for the position. I hate to keep bringing up Donald Trump, but when you look at his cabinet or the people that are in positions of authority in the administration right now, what do you know? A lot of them are white and a lot of them are millionaires and billionaires. Maybe they're qualified, maybe they're not. But I haven't heard people say we've got to get more blacks on the Trump administration. And I don't know that we have to have white people in these positions if they're qualified. I'll stop talking. What do you want to say?
No, I mean, you've touched on, the key points. And listen, I mean, Title VII, if read very strictly, says clearly that employers cannot use race as a positive or negative factor in hiring, firing, promoting, or compensation. Now, there are very, very limited circumstances where that is not the case. Those circumstances don't apply here. So, by coming out, as he said over the weekend, and discussing race as a factor, that does bring at least the question of whether that was a factor used violating Title VII. Now, I think he was making the point that he has a diverse administration, to your point, one that reflects the community. He's already come out and said that he stands by his remarks because he's looking to build a more inclusive government. So I think there's some merit to that. But if he was simply using race as a means of hiring or deciding their employment, that does technically sound like it violates Title VII.
Unless they're appointees. Or when he's appointing
people. Absolutely true.
That's a moot point then, isn't it?
Right. It doesn't apply. It doesn't seem to apply to these people. They seem to be exempt, for sure, based on my reading of Title VII, based on case law. Now, can the investigation go into other government employees who are hired?
Sure,
listen,
sure.
The DOJ has wide authority to, once they begin an investigation, look at other pattern and practice. So if they look at other employees and find that race was a factor, that could be. But yes, these people are exempt.
And this letter from the Assistant Attorney General says that is our job. She didn't make that qualification, though, about appointees that you did. I'm glad you did. That's Rich Lenkoff, Capitol member at Downey & Lenkoff. Okay, Rich, thanks for your insight today.
Appreciate it, John.